Hosting Hochatown brought to you in part by First State Bank, member FDIC, and Hochatown Distilling Company, podcasting from Swimming Beaver Mansion in Hochatown. Welcome, Shiloh.
Hey, glad to be back.
It's been too long.
It's been a long time, wow. And boy, is this a beautiful beaver.
Absolutely. You got that right.
I love... Actually, I think the swimming beaver in general is just the mascot of Hochatown.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah, think about it.
Humble Beaver's beginnings been. For me here in Hochatown. You know, I started working at the marina.
Right.
And I actually had an arch nemesis that was a swimming beaver. See, the beavers would swim across and they'd go under the dock and they'd eat all the styrofoam. Well, if they eat all the styrofoam, we'll sink.
Right.
So then we would very humanely get a oar or a paddle, whatever works.
Yeah.
And get on a jet ski and speed out there and try to hit it with the paddle. Humane, very. It's mutual combat at that
try,
point.
So you probably didn't succeed very often.
I'd whop it a couple times. So, anyways, spent my first summer in
Oakstown. Spanking beavers.
Beating beaver.
Exactly, you know? That's, yeah, like you said, humble beginnings.
It didn't matter. We'd tear that beaver up down there at the marina.
With that being said, Baldwin. There's a reason why we are here at the Swimming Beaver Mansion. Ladies, please introduce yourselves for us.
Somebody's got to go first.
Catrice Pratt will go first.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. We are at the Swimming Beaver, yes. And it is a wet one for sure.
Is this the first? Let's just jump right in.
Where did she go?
Come back.
I don't think she could contain herself.
Lacey Tomlinson left the building.
Yes, before we could even introduce her.
I don't even understand what just happened.
Just describing the beautiful landscape of the Swimming Beaver.
Absolutely.
You should be used to this behavior by now.
I know. We went through so many names trying to find the right name for this.
I'm glad you settled on this one.
Well, there's a story behind that also.
Start there. We have to.
Well, okay.
No, go back.
Yeah, Lacey, yeah.
Catrice. Go ahead, Lacey.
Yeah, tell us us about your upbringings and how you
Cagney
got to this point.
Cagney and Lacey.
Cagney and Lacey of Hochatown, yes. That's what we're known as.
C&L Designs.
Nice.
Excellent.
We're both locals.
Let's go.
Yeah.
One for the home team.
Where'd you go to high school?
Broken Bow Savages.
Both
Broken
of you?
Broken Bow, okay, absolutely.
No, I'm from Eagletown.
Eagletown.
I can't be saying I can't.
We'll talk slower.
We actually couldn't hang out. Okay. We couldn't be friends until after we graduated.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. That was, you know, that was a no-go. You did not talk to the Eagletown girls.
Yeah. Well, all three of them? Yeah.
Well, they were so mean is why.
I wasn't mean.
Broken Bow girls were the mean girls. Yeah.
They were. No. It's okay, though.
So, C&L Designs, and tell us what is C&L Designs? What does that encompass?
Go ahead, Catrice.
What all is it?
What all do we do? Well, I mean, you could call us Jack for sure.
Okay.
We do a little bit of everything. We build, we decorate, we design.
We manage.
We babysit. Oh, my goodness, are we good babysitters.
That's good. I need somebody to watch me every once in a while.
We herd cats a lot, it seems like.
Yeah. So you guys, I mean, from the beginning, if someone come to you and said, hey, this is what I want to do, I mean, you can be involved all the way from design build of the actual structure to decorations and then into management.
Yes.
Just full service from dirt to a beautiful idea. Huh?
Wow.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah,
love that.
That's what happened with this.
How'd y'all get into doing that? What kicked that off between the two of you?
So I was at home sewing all the time because I have little kids. And then when they finally got big enough, we decided we could get out of our houses a little bit more. But she called me up one day and she was like, I need your help. And so she was sitting on Carter Mountain East and she called me and said, I'm supposed to come and look at a cabin to decorate. I was like, okay. She goes, do you want to help? I was like, sure. She goes, well, it's at the 2x4 stage. She goes, oh, I don't know that's
nice.
Where I want to start at it. So we actually went in and started on that one from.
Well, I'd start with some wallboard.
Well, they called for a decorator. So I got there with nice clothes on and heels. And he said, are you going to the cabin? I said, is this not the cabin? He's like, no. The lady that sent me didn't tell you. I was like, no, she didn't tell me a lot of things, obviously. So anyway, he said, well, it's up the hill. Like, I'm fine with that. Like this, a dirt rock hill with high heels. So I did make it up most of the way. He gave me one small boost to the top. And at the top, there was a very large 2x4 structure.
Hopefully 2x6.
It wasn't 2x6, 2x4s. It was everything you can imagine. Bunch of sticks to me.
Yeah.
So I hadn't ventured off in that territory yet.
It's hard. It's to me, it's hard to get the vision at that stage.
It wasn't. I was just like, this isn't my thing.
Yeah.
And I knew Lacey had kind of grown up around more construction than myself. I grew up with chicken houses and some a little rigging of electrical and plumbing, okay. But that's about it.
And Lacey was a framer.
So
I was a framer. No, I'm playing. Well, we had already built a house ourselves, and then my husband did construction. He does metal buildings. So with that kind of knowledge, we were like, okay, we were confident that we could do it. So we went in and finished that cabin. It came in about a little under $2 million, kind of like what we're sitting in now. Wow. So it gets costly real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on your tastes. Hey, Catrice is the... we like it when they say there's not a budget, so...
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's like, call me.
Well, how many of these have you done total together?
So I was counting. I think we're almost at like 9 or 10 cool, that we've cool. actually built. Now, wow. We've decorated more and we've helped on others with different contractors. So it just, you know, but from start to finish, about 9.
So we had 17 at one time.
That were in some
that
fashion.
Last year
or another.
The year before last, it was a lot. Ago.
Yeah.
Right, kind of fresh out of COVID.
And it's just the two of you? Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive.
And you guys do the lay, I mean, you're picking out everything.
So most of the time they already have their floor plans and they already have the contractor. So this one that we're sitting in today, we came up and it was already the cinder blocks. Mm-hmm. And then we came in and looked at the floor plans and made some changes. Because something of this nature, you expect to go into the shower, I mean, to the bathrooms, and see a separate toilet, like a water closet,
right.
mm-hmm. per se. So this one did not have that. So we made that change on this one for sure. So there's just little things that we think about, mm-hmm. especially as being moms, you know, the bunk room, those beds, the way they were kind of designed, and the handrails, you know, certain things on those.
The separation of... Yeah. The adult side versus
because
you know if you got some say the grandparents and they go to bed early, you don't want the basketball game going on in the room next door.
Yes, right. Yes. So separation of things is a little bit easier too. So just certain things that we really pay attention to. But we literally made every decision on this one.
Well, tell us about it. Walk us through it from start to finish, and what we kind of we went
let's
through a little bit of a tour.
Well, let's start in the room we're in.
The room we're in.
Or actually, let's start outdoors because that's, you know, walk into.
Okay, well, the one thing about this particular cabin for sure is the siding. It's called a Clear Creek siding. They're out of Branson, Missouri. It is a hardy board that has an insulation already built on it. And then it's kind of like a click together situation. And it already comes in the colors that you want. So it has a 30-year warranty on it. And then you just seal it every 10 years.
Oh, nice.
So they use it in Tennessee a lot for the beetle bug population, so they can't drill holes into it. So hopefully we'll see how it handles here. I think this is the only second cabin that they've done here with the product. But even for this cabin at 9,600 square feet, I think it was around $100,000 for the siding. But it's already insulated.
Yeah.
So, you know, it adds so much value. And we thought that with Choctaw Electric, it would help with the electrical.
Yeah.
Well, even though we did spray foam insulate it.
Yeah. And also. That's a, right now, kind of common issue is like even with the spray foam, when you have these giant void spaces, yes. Now that's still a lot of cubic foot to mm-hmm. heat and cool. Mm-hmm. So right. anything extra that you can do, it just makes sense.
Yeah. So we were excited to use that as the first time.
Yeah.
And our owner actually introduced us to that. So it wasn't like we went out and found it. By no means, we're not the geniuses behind it. But it was a really cool product to be able to introduce here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, well, I was going to say the decking outside is a Trex decking. So it's a plastic composite. So everything outside is going to be very sustainable.
Last, yeah.
Yeah. So when you come in the front the front door and the back door, those are custom steel doors from Irving, Texas. Very, very nice. Very high end. We've got tons of compliments on them so far.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed.
They're very modern. Yeah. But I think that with the look we were going for, it's still very lodgy looking.
Mm-hmm.
So, Catrice, would you like to talk about your beautiful kitchen that you built?
Oh.
She's like, no.
You know I do not want, that's a sore subject for me. Why did you do that just now?
Wow. It's okay. It's beautiful still.
It is lovely. It's lovely, yes, but That is really a sore subject for me.
Do we want to talk about it?
We should.
We can always cut it out if you say something mean to about someone that you think may listen.
Now the cabinetry is lovely. No, it's lovely, and
it's all custom.
It is custom, and he did a wonderful job. Billy did a wonderful job, but the Venta hood was supposed to be
grander,
our design,
grander.
And quite grand, yeah. And.
Nobody's going to care about it but me and her.
Yeah.
Cause maybe no one's going to
Well, actually,
notice.
That's the first thing I noticed. I walked in and I thought, are you kidding me? That Venta hood? That's freaking sad.
I was just going to say, you two probably didn't even pay attention to it.
And honestly, I've been sick to my stomach ever since.
You've wounded her.
I'm like...
Wounded her.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Swimming beaver? More like terrible freaking Venta hood beaver.
Just kidding.
Yeah, no one's going to notice that.
Nobody's going to notice
that. No one's going to notice
that. Hopefully they will notice the 10-foot island and all the really cool granite that we picked out to put in here.
Well, everything in here is huge.
Yeah.
Huge, open, kitchen, living, two dining room tables, it seems.
Full size, too.
Yeah. I mean, you can, I guess what I'm getting at is you can host here,
yes. So it's sleeps 28 people in beds, and then we have 6 bean bags that are queen size to add 12 more, so you're potentially looking at 40 people.
And
we saw that in the
movie room.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, I'm actually, is anyone renting this tonight? I may try one of the bean bags. That looks like fun.
It does.
I don't know what it is about bean bags or like oversized chair, love seat, fluffy furniture. I'm in for it.
Yeah.
Like I can slumber for so long on a bean bag.
I kind of wish those hanging chairs were like hanging beds.
Oh, I was thinking hanging bean
like
bag.
A little nest.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be cool.
We can make that.
We can make
a hanging bean.
You know those...
Thank you very much for that idea.
Just 10% or whatever the next
It's
building.
All good. We'll give you a cut. We will.
I love it.
Or let you stay at our other
rental
or something like that.
I've got the QR code here and make a couple phone calls. And
so we think that this cabin is the only one in Hochtown that has an indoor swimming pool. I did message Diane Jordan, and she hasn't got back to us, but we think it is the only
one. Well, I've been in a lot. He's been in a lot.
Yeah.
I can't think
not indoor swimming
of
pool.
One off the top of my head with the indoor.
There's several now with regular swimming pools.
Yeah.
Even here on Carter Mountain West, there's several down the road from us that have them, but... This is the first one we know of.
And it's kind of like an indoor-outdoor because it's got a huge garage door and it'll open
that,
right up to the
outdoor. That's my favorite part.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
So you can just skip out into the hot tub or onto the patio if you want.
And it's a huge patio, too, that runs. Does it go all the way around or just to the all the way to the end of the back over there?
Yeah, just to that first bedroom there.
So on the right side of the cabin as you walk in, that's what you guys have referred to as the adult side or kind of more your typical bedroom, bathroom setup, master suites.
Yes.
Right.
How many master suites are there?
There are 6 master suites with bathrooms.
Yep, 6 master suites, all kind of on the right side of the cabin, so all kind of together. Similar floor plans, top and bottom, so I'm guessing 3 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the left side, which is where you get into the indoor swimming pool. It's kind of, in its own, tucked in its own little nook with a garage door that opens to the exterior. And a game room near that. So really all the activities, which again goes to consulting someone about a layout, you know, all the old farts like Jay can go to bed, you know.
That's right. Not to worry about the kids making too much racket.
We can still hang out, you know. lots of activities in the game room / arcade. I've seen definitely a pool table, shuffleboard, 2 video arcades, 2 tables that may not be for poker, but I would definitely be playing poker on them. The whiskey barrel tables.
Yes.
Mini bar.
Yes, mini bar.
And then what all, I mean, that basically anything you could want to mix a drink. I guess bring your own drink and mixers.
Yeah, BYOB. But at least everything else is there.
Yeah, shakers, cups, spoons. And then upstairs, 2 bunk rooms.
Mm-hmm.
2 bunk rooms, 4 beds apiece.
Queen over queens.
Movie room. How many bean bags?
6.
6 bean bags that turn into queen beds. I love the movie room. Also love that, I love cabin aesthetics. But a lot of wood can go a long way.
Yes.
I love that in the movie room, it was more your traditional dark walls. You know, more pleasing to the viewing pleasure.
And it has surround sound, too, which can be heard down here where we're at.
Throughout the entire outside.
Our kids had it cranked up the other day, and I'm like, what is going booming. On?
That thing.
Yeah, really got to watch what you watch.
Yeah.
You get into Pirates of the Caribbean, and they really get into some intense musical numbers, and that can
That's
rattle.
What I was thinking instantly.
Yeah, I hope. Freak. So we get in. So we 2 of the bedrooms. How many of the adult bedrooms had their own balcony?
Every
room. Single one.
Yes.
Everyone.
The bunk rooms each have a bathroom also.
Bathroom.
Yes.
But the master suites, the 2 masters on the very end, they actually have a balcony on the front and on the back.
Oh, and on the back.
Yes.
Wow. And the porch wraps all the way around?
Pretty much.
Well, yeah, I guess I meant to say spans the back deck.
And then in the very back, down on the bottom, is a fire pit and a kids' play area. So awesome. We're looking at possibly adding a pickleball court.
Okay, that's becoming popular.
So that might be something early spring.
Have y'all played pickleball?
No.
Me either. What is the deal with the pickleball?
Apparently everybody loves it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We went from Ultimate Frisbee to pickleball. I like Ultimate Frisbee. So I don't know what the big deal is with the pickleball.
I mean, my son played it. Jagger played it. And he was like, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's, you know, it's easier than racquetball, but harder than ping pong. I was like, okay.
Well, ping pong is hard.
What a way to tell me how to play it. But okay.
I instantly know exactly. I'm a pro.
But all our kids would just want the basketball court.
Yeah.
So it would be, the same thing.
I see a few basketball courts like down Camp Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably more my style. Me and Jay both being, you know, your
taller fellow.
Handsome, 6-foot-plus.
Speak for yourself.
You're handsome, Jay. Don't talk like that about yourself. Now, you've got a lot of salt and pepper in that beard.
That's true.
Some people
I've
think that's
it.
Hot.
I
don't,
all of my
personally.
Children are now graduated. Not out of the house. One just moved back today, or yesterday. But
yeah. Well, you know, took me a while to leave.
Did it? Okay.
Your house.
Yeah, you're successful now.
Yeah. I just, hold on as long as you can.
Yeah.
Why get out and pay rent
that's
or a mortgage?
True.
That's true. Well... If you notice, this notebook is really big. It's got lots of notes in it. So this is the lifeline to the whole cabin. Dal Anderson was our custom builder. He brings his own crews in, whether it be the framing crew. He actually works after the framing crew with basically the same, 6 or 8 guys to do the rest. And they're all local.
Nice.
So
it is nice to see, you know, people we grew up with mm-hmm. on the same jobs. And then we had Tracy Harrington, that's Union Valley Electrical. But they came in and did a great job. I think that he probably had less than five guys here.
But they had so much fun putting up those giant
chandeliers. They loved us for those, actually. They loved us.
Yeah.
And then we came in and they put those soft light bulbs in them when we were
and
like...
we did not love them.
I was like,
for a minute.
I really can't make them crawl back up there and change the light bulbs, though. So we did do the softer light in here. We like the daylight light bulbs anywhere else. But so those were really nice. They did a great job. And then Monty Meeks Plumbing is who did all the plumbing here. He's from there in Broken Bow. I'm sure you probably know who he is. Duran Pools is actually who did the swimming pool, and then they sold after they did it. So now we've went through couple of different people who came in and looked at it.
We don't have a pool company right now. If anybody wants to give us a shout out,
because apparently there has to be somebody coming in once a week and check it and clean it and do all those things to it. So that's above my pay grade on that deal. Dow Anderson did go through Lambert Lumber to do all the building supplies. So shout out to them. They actually came through, all their reps came through yesterday and they were like, we never get to see it finished. So we were glad that they could get to do that.
Now, how long has it been finished?
Since Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. So we haven't even rented yet.
Photos of fresh beaver.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Tuesday, Wednesday. The face.
You're going to get me started. Sorry. You can't. I can't turn it off. Once I flip the switch, I'm a degenerate for the rest of the day.
So you'll be fun. You'll be fun at the Red Sunset.
Oh, gosh.
Talking.
Yeah.
On our podcast.
That'll be a rated R episode.
So we brought all of our vendors through here that could come through this week with us just to see their products. And most of them were like, you know, we never get invited back.
Yeah.
So that was nice for us to get to see what they thought. Mm-hmm. So we had Red River Lumber in. They did all of our countertops. And she was working in the design center. And she was like, you know, when y'all showed me the pictures of your bathrooms, and then you went outside and you picked what countertops you wanted, I was just like, I don't know. But then she came and she was like, this is really awesome. So that was nice to hear. Also.
Yeah.
And they actually did full videos. So they're going to do a bunch of ads using it. So that's also nice to know that, you know, it'll be out there somewhere.
Yeah, when you put out a product and then the vendor or manufacturer, whoever, wants to use yours as promotional stuff.
Exactly.
And that's a, you know, testament itself.
And that's free to us to use. It's free to our client to use, you know, whether or not he wanted to pay for that or use it for free. You know, obviously that's up to him and his management company. But we just thought it was really nice that they could come in and do that for sure. Texarkana Glass actually did all the shower doors,
which is now Broken Bow Glass. They have a branch here now.
They have a branch. Mm-hmm. We did use their rep, but I did not know if they have an office.
Yeah, I don't know. I just see now their trucks. They're like Texarkana Glass and Broken Bow Glass.
Yes. And we actually had the owner come. So it's like you don't just get the sales guy or the maintenance guy, you get everybody involved. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see those companies actually show up for you too.
Yeah, absolutely.
B-Max Supply from Idabelle. We did all of our Delta fixtures through them for all the bathrooms.
Lifetime warranty.
They have lifetime warranty. If you're not a Delta owner, you should only use Delta.
Absolutely.
I'm a big supporter for Delta for sure. We built our house in Garvin probably 14 years ago, and right before we moved out, one of the handles came off. I just called the BMAC and he sent me one. Nice. He was like, no big deal, you bought it from us. So Glenn's Furniture, Broken Bow, Bobby, we went down on his big sale, bought tons and tons of furniture, so we were glad to be able to use him. And he was glad that we came.
Yes. He was glad. He was.
So that was fun. Southern Home Furniture and D Queen, we do use them quite a lot also. They have a big variety of things that we like from them, and they deliver for us. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to find all the things we need when you order either wholesale, so we just kind of have to shop everything.
Yeah,
we do like to shop locally a lot. I mean,
as much as you can, but
know. If y'all notice in the bar, we went to the brewery, Mount Fort Brewery. We went to the distillery. We went to just two or three wine places mm-hmm. to get stuff to just stock
Youngbloods.
Yes, yeah. Youngbloods, downtown Bergamo.
Yeah, and keeping that kind of personal local touch.
Yes.
You know, like when people come here to experience the area, like the experience doesn't stop at the restaurant.
Yes.
You know, when they come here, like so many people outfit their cabin in local, you know, like looking at the picture of the lake in the hallway there, like, you know, you see a lot of renditions similar to that. And I think it's good. Really, it's almost as if kind of unknowingly everyone is in on this one branding mission for our area, you
right.
know, because you could easily, you know, build a cabin and then put, you know, get home and what's the place that everybody goes to shop? Bed Bath & Beyond or something.
Hobby Lobby. It usually looks Hobby, like Hobby Lobby, Lobby stuff. Vomited in there.
Yeah.
That's what it usually looks like.
It's easy to like go and you know, probably get it cheaper, you know, like that.
Yes.
That picture in the hall was probably not a cheap picture.
There were some people a few years ago and they were like, everybody in Ho Chi Town has that one stupid Highland cow picture from Hobby Lobby
yeah.
in their cabin. And I'm like, we're never using one of those.
Yeah.
So those comments kind of stick with you for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you're shopping. If you didn't notice, there is a Ho Chi Town sign above the
mm-hmm.
door.
I like that.
So that and the Brookmo Lake sign came from Bruton's
mm-hmm.
north. So those are things that you can't buy just anywhere.
Yeah,
right. You have to get those locally. So we try to do that here for sure. These lovely tables and all the gorgeous king-size beds that you've seen were made from James True custom furniture out of Broken Arrow. This cabin could blow away and the furniture would still
be
here.
I guarantee them bunk beds would be here forever.
Oh, yeah.
This furniture is very heavy. It's not going anywhere. And hopefully they won't break it. Let's cross our fingers. But
yeah.
We do have lots of cheaper beds that break. So, you know, you got to buy good quality stuff. So
same guy, I mean, with this place?
No.
Not that.
Might be a problem.
Sorry,
it's a problem in the future.
No, it won't be. You'll see. You'll get to venture there yourself.
Yeah.
We do use a local photographer. We use a couple.
Yeah, Devin Black, he came up.
God, his name. I love his name.
If y'all don't know, Catrice gives everybody nicknames. So you can get nicknames off air. You can't get those on air.
But I never remember his real name. I'm like, oh, God. As soon as I look at him, I'm like, oh, my God.
But when we started this, we called Devin and we're like, hey, come do a drone. So he has a drone video of just the blocks. And then he has drone of, you know, just sticks. And then he finished up this week. So we're going to try to do a comprehensive video.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that was going to be exciting to see that for sure.
Randy Sanders,
we have some of his photos hanging in the living room. You can actually buy those at Fishtails Winery, you know, there at Beaver's Bend entrance.
Those are going to be expensive one day.
Custom order them. I think the topic just veered left on that too. Oh my gosh.
Do we have any left on?
Can we just say that I did warn everyone involved?
Getting started.
I did warn.
Oh my God.
Oh my.
Well, what's your favorite part about the cabin?
Ooh.
There's one thing that just really turned out awesome that you just think about every time you think of the cabin.
I love that each room is unique and each bathroom is unique. So every room, you're going to have a different experience.
And you could come back 6-8 times and stay in a different room.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we go with design, because we have cabins that are built by the same builder and they all look the same eventually. They just use the same product every time.
Yeah.
So that's the cool part about that.
Yeah, and, you know, I think there's an interesting line of, like, because a cabin like this, you're probably going to get a few families pitching in on it. Yeah. So all of the rooms having the same amenities and being virtually the same in concept but different in decoration,
right.
Like that's good, because no one's getting cheated. Like, oh, you got the room with this or that.
We kept
like,
that in mind.
You got you. We're all getting an awesome room with an awesome bathroom and an awesome bed. But my bed may be a little different, and this bed is a little different, and this shower's a different color. You know, and it's kind of adds a uniqueness without, you know, causing like animosity through the rental process. Like, I know that renting cabins with, you know, college friends and stuff, it's like,
who's in the master?
Yeah, if you're in the master, like, dude, you got to pay more. Yeah. You know, like, I'm sleeping in a bunk room, there ain't no way I'm splitting it evenly. You know, you get a balcony and I'm sleeping with, you know, whoever, right. Like, yeah. Nah, we're gonna divvy this up. But this, you know, you're not gonna run into that here, because sure. it's all you know, a lot of thought into the design.
Absolutely. Lots of, no tears. We had no tears.
Do you often have tears?
We did not have tears. Okay. Neither one of us are. I told her if somebody
starts
crying,
the tears.
I start freaking out. Like,
she's like, I'm about to
slap
you.
What's the build time on it? I know that I obviously do a lot of work in the area with my insulation, and Manny, you know, this thing, it framed up pretty fast. And so it was surprising that it's just now finished, which, of course, you know, once you're dried in, I don't even think you're through half the battle. So right. What was your total build time?
So they bought the land or the lot in January of 2022. Now, remind you, everybody's just coming out of COVID at that point, you know, pretty much still. I mean, we literally got COVID twice that year.
Yes.
And then they did not actually put the bricks or the blocks down till like August, September. So we weren't brought in until maybe like November. I actually have photos of her walking the blocks by the swimming pool area. So once it got dried in, it just, you know, it takes time.
Yeah.
Whether we were waiting on windows or, you know, you just never know what we were going to be waiting on. Plus, the contractor had several builds going at the same time.
And all the contractors same way. And this isn't something that you just come do.
Right.
You know, it's like me doing insulation, you know, like regular bread and butter, like a lot of the same floor plans, you know, we'll knock two or three of those cabins out in a week. You get in a monster like this and you're looking at a week straight, maybe even into the next week, you know, of just my part, you
right.
know, and then that's not counting the electrician, who is the same. He's not going to be able to wire it up like he wired it.
Yeah, I think it took at least 3 weeks to wire it.
Yeah.
For the most part, the interior.
Yeah.
And then the exterior, y'all didn't get to see it lit up yet, but there's over 50 exterior lights, which come on when the sun goes down, because we have them on photo eyes, just to save electricity.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just stuff like that. You just never know how long it's going to take.
Absolutely. And then you said 9,500 square foot?
Yes, roughly 9,600. And we tried to utilize every inch of it. You know, if there was something dead space under the stairways, we put a closet, because owner's closets are needed everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, space above the pool, like you guys mentioned.
Yes.
You didn't really have a plan for it until you made a plan for it.
And it was just there. So we were like, well, we might as well put a giant TV in there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too expensive, because we did do sheetrock in there to finish it out. So, you know, might as well use it.
Absolutely.
Hey, I said that.
My bad.
Okay, it's all right.
What's next on the agenda, you know, when it comes? What's the next one you guys are about to tackle?
Well, we don't have one on the books, but the lot behind us, the builder does have somebody that's looking at building there. So we were like, let us talk to him.
We got ideas.
It's like 30 minutes with the guy,
right?
On his
lot. And it's not that we're going to talk them into spending money that they don't have or whatever. Sometimes people just don't have a direction, and we just need to, you know, hold their hand a little bit and make them feel a little bit more comfortable. Because, like I said, this ended up being at least $2 million. So it's a big investment. So
huge investment. And then to look back and go, oh, we should have done this. We should have put a closet under that stairwell.
Exactly.
You know, there's always going to be that. I think you could build 10 houses for yourself, and you'd still go, oh, man, I wish I did this. I mean, you could use the same floor plan 10 times. Yeah. And you still
well, you'll wear yourself out. Like I, you know, have been kind of in the process of selling my home and possibly at least in the phase of design. And it's like I almost drive myself crazy because I have this weird OCD about like functionality. Like mm-hmm. I need my kitchen to be functional
the
like
flow.
This. And mm-hmm. I need this to be functional. And then I end up just kind of the, you know, analysis paralysis of like I don't even want to work on it, you know. And so it's, you know, to have someone with the experience to just be like, hey, just do this.
Well, here's the other thing, just letting somebody else look at it.
Yeah, getting other eyes on it.
Because sometimes you know, men's brains don't work like women's brains.
Really?
True.
100%. My husband may have something, and he'll come in there and he'll be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't figure this out. And I'll just go over there and flip
like
something.
His and wallet's
like,
lost.
Oh, my gosh.
And he can't find the ketchup.
It's just the most random things. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's weird sometimes.
Happened many times on this project.
Yes. Many, yes. Many. But, you know, that's just live and learn lessons. And once you start working with the crew, like we've worked with this crew two, three times now. Mm-hmm. It gets a little easier.
Yeah.
But what's next, we went across the mountain to Carter Mountain East. Was it
We're lost Thursday? On our days.
Yeah, I'm like, what day is it? Yeah. Thursday or Friday. There is someone who bought six cabins that are unfinished that were sitting.
Must be JCM built.
So we walked into one of them that's... It's got gigantic doors like this, has huge windows, and we went up to the third story balcony, and you can see the lake from it.
Oh, wow.
So we were standing in it, and I'm sending an email, send this guy our contact, because we're already like, okay, we want to build this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's already framed in, it's got wiring and plumbing, so, you know, just be, it'd be faster than this, so, but the view and that one bedroom, actually off three balconies you can see the lake,
you know. And right now I think views is what's I think it's pretty obvious that, you know, in the beginnings floor plans and such weren't super important. There was a need in the market for just structures for occupancy.
Yes.
And then now we're kind of on the backside of that, where you're having to set yourself apart. People are going back and adding mm-hmm. playgrounds. They're adding pools after the fact. They're doing all these things. So right now, I think what, you know, is selling and what's renting in terms of popularity is going to be the different amenities and then the views that you can offer, mm-hmm. you know. Like, if I'm going to come to a place like this, like, why would I not ball out with something that is going to kind of serve us, you know, whatever the group it may be, family, friends, you know, in a way that's memorable. You know, if you're coming up here four or five times a year, cool, get the cookie cutters, you know, and there's nothing wrong with those.
Or if you're just bringing your boat and you want to go to the lake every day, that's cool too, but because, like, you can get a cheaper one.
Yeah, if this is your, like, once a year vacation, like, we're going out on, like, hey, pick the one with the inside pool, pick the one with the pickleball court, pick the one with the views, pick the one with the slide and the bowling alley and, you know, all of those things. So
if y'all haven't seen the treehouse one,
oh yeah, we did a podcast with them.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We walked it before he opened it up. And I was just like, so when you open the front door and there's that glass plate in the floor, my husband about fell down.
Yeah.
He did. I was like, what are you doing?
So have you seen the next one that he did right down the road, the penthouse?
On the top?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually got to do the spray foam on that one. And let me tell you, it was a project, first of all, just to get our equipment there.
Yeah.
Just the terrain of Tingley Hill. But it has three or four story spiral stainless steel slide. But then in the bottom has a 2-lane bowling alley and then a VR room, or I guess a simulator room, I believe, but just massive. Like, that guy and his wife, you know, just also kind of have that vision of like, hey, if we're going to rent,
yeah, it's gotta be different.
Like, we gotta put something in that treehouse. We worked out a deal and I have a free stay at the treehouse. So I'm kind of waiting to stay, because, you know, some of the beds are on like garage door track style deals, and they cantilever out of the cabin. And so, you know, that's like if you're going to spend your...
I would go in November. It'd be cool enough if you could put that bed outside then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm fine with... I could do it in December. I'm a grizzly bear. I'm covered in hair and can I can last through the cold. It's the heat that bothers me.
One other thing that nobody's actually thought about for this cabin is you can actually ride your four-wheeler from here if you go just all the way west and hit that high line.
Yeah.
Then you can just, go straight north.
Well, and that's one thing I'm excited about this area in general is, like, once we kind of work through the infrastructure issues, obviously, you know, if you're a listener of the podcast, we talk a lot on the Hocha Talks about stuff. But, you know, getting that... just more, you know, just the flow, the traffic, you know, more side by side, more golf cart, you know, kind of less congestion of the vehicles. And so I really like these that are farther up here, you know, there's two or three developments and even one a little farther up that I think for me, if I'm going to rent, like, yeah, take the Razor and, you know, you can still make it to the brewery or wherever you want to go. And I think a lot of people are kind of realizing that because you're starting to see more of them when you go out to eat. You're starting to see side by sides, especially now that the law changed and you can actually ride it on the highway. I don't know why it took so long for that to happen. Like New Mexico and Arizona, I think Arizona, man, they've been like street legal quads for 20 years. So Oklahoma, you know, we're catching up. We're a little behind. Our liquor laws were slow, and
that's what it took.
Yeah.
Well, finally, we can drive.
We're letting everybody drink, and they're like, "Hey, let's do side by sides."
Oh gosh.
Are you guys for hire in the sense that if somebody's listening to this and they're like, "Totally, I got to have them,"
for sure,
do whatever for me.
Nothing else. Just let us look at it and give you a quote.
Yes.
There you go. What's the best way to? Is there a website or Facebook or just a contact information? What's the best way to get a hold of somebody?
Gosh. We don't usually do business cards or
anything. So far, it's been word of mouth.
But obviously, you know, we have phone numbers and an email address, KatriceandLacey@gmail.com. They want to shoot us a message.
Oh, a joint email.
I like it.
Well,
I
it's CNL Designs. There you go. You know, we've
flown under the radar for a long time just because we didn't really know how much we wanted to work, and it just took off real fast. 17 projects.
6 kids between us. Yeah. This is gotta be flexible.
Right.
Oh, gotta be flexible.
Absolutely.
So we're ready to work because everybody's grown and fixing to go to college in a couple of years, and two gonna graduate college.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Yes. And we don't want to be bored.
That's not us.
No, not at all. Double we're never bored.
On,
we're
double
never
up
bored.
On the workload now. You got more time.
Exactly.
Well, we do manage one cabin of our own. So on another podcast, we can talk about that one. It's a little bit special.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to that one. Because that one's a long time coming.
Because we want to defend it more than we want to promote it. Because it has a bad rep.
I'm here for the defense.
Absolutely. 100%.
It's an adult cabin, but people think that it's just for hookups. But as Katrice said, we've had more couples stay in there. And their stories are, thank you for giving us a time away. Thank you for giving us a place to reconnect.
Absolutely.
So it's more of that 100%. Than... the weird side of it, but
hey, that cabin's probably saved more marriages than any counseling session. Okay.
Well, they actually, in our small story book, they leave us short stories, and several of them talk about a rocky marriage, and we're thankful for the cabin, and three kids, and 15 years later, one of them had said in the short story, and they were very thankful. So.
Yeah, that's
makes
awesome.
Makes us feel good. Cool. That's what it was for.
Can't wait to do that one. We'll have to book that ASAP. I mean, as soon as that thing hit the internet, I
we talked about it. Yeah.
When we see things, we'll immediately be like, it would be cool to get that on the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, and we had Girls Gone Wine come through it.
Yep.
So they promoted it quite a bit, and then. I took cards and stuff down to the saloon for one weekend.
It's
so
not a bad place to drum up business.
They did pass out the cards with the bottle service girls passed it out. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that, you know, y'all were so
high class with you have bottle service, girls, yeah. But you know, that's what I know anymore. So,
well, ladies, anything that we missed that you wanted to cover while talking about this?
I was going to ask that.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I'll cut my part out and let you say.
Y'all want to be the first to do a cannonball into the swimming pool?
Shiloh actually said he would.
I did not say that. I didn't bring any swim trunks. I'm not in swimming weight.
Well, we do have famous TikTok, so you can
we do
CNL,
need to do something.
CNL Designs Ho Chi Town
on our TikTok.
Yeah,
if
you're not a lot of followers.
On TikTok, we have 3 that went viral. So yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Our kids say we're not funny. I think our audience says otherwise.
Right. Yeah, you guys are. I don't know how to act right, so that's why I'm so quiet.
You really She's don't. Yeah, no, it's actually best for you. Well, it was a great time. Thank you guys for having us. Beautiful cabin.
Yes.
Where can they find this cabin, book this cabin, inquire about this cabin?
Right now, they can just search Swimming Beaver Mansion. I think that it should start popping up. I don't know which management company. For sure,
okay.
It's under.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, you know, we can always put it in the show notes after, you know, a couple weeks.
100%.
I have no idea if we can do that. I just hear other podcasters saying that.
I can add that anytime.
Sweet.
Right. I did do a hashtag Swimming Beaver Lodge, so, yeah. You know, maybe they can search that on Facebook and stuff.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Because we do have videos out.
Thank you for having us in the Swimming Beaver.
Yes.
Yeah, thank
you. It's been a pleasure, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay. We are doing more. This is just the first of many, I think.
Yes, yeah. Okay, yes. Cool. We'll jump over to the Red Sunset Cabin.
Awesome.
On a night that y'all are available.
Perfect.
Because it is way better. It's way better after dark than it is.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
We have to go.
Someone has said
right.
That.
All right. Dark time for sure.
I love it. All right. Well, that's it for hosting Ho Chi Town. Peace.
All right now.